Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, welcome into it, everybody. Happy Thursday afternoon to you. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr. will not be with us today. He and the Padres traveling. They actually probably already are on their way to Milwaukee, where they will begin a series tomorrow against the Brew Crew. Chris Ello here. Matt Scraby back alongside here in the Odyssey Palace.
Happy to be back.
Yes. Missed you, sir.
I know. It's been
a
while.
I tried to make it, you know, sound good with Frank, but, you know, I needed you there.
Oh, wow.
For the last 4 or 5 days.
Thank you for saying that.
Frank did, you know, he did a good job. I got to, you know, I want to give credit where it's due.
Of course. But Frank is a professional.
It's not the same. Not the same. And so Scraby and I are back together here. And even better news for you. We're going to be here a bonus hour. We have a bonus hour. We'll be here not just till 6 o'clock this evening, but until 7 o'clock this evening. So sit back, relax, and get ready to not be nice.
To what?
Well, don't be nice to Padre baseball. You know, if you're tuning in today and you're expecting the host of the show here in San Diego to tell you how wonderful everything is with the Padres, then you're probably tuned in for the wrong reason today. There is a lot that is not right with the Padres. And to me, it's look, if Tony were here, he would sit across there and he would say, "You're overreacting. It's only June 5th. I get it. The season is not being won or lost right now. I also get this. Had the Padres gone to San Francisco and lost the first two games of the series, and then come back and won the last two games, we would be singing a happy tune today."
Yep.
Oh, what a gutty ball club, right? They battled back. They lost the first two. They dug in. They found a way to win the last two. And they get out of there with a split. That's what good teams do. But the fact of the matter is, that's not how it went. The way it went is that they stole two games, basically, and then let two games get away that I think they should have won. We know they should have won last night. They were ahead 5-0. And
today was a little bit more of a toss-up, but
right,
definitely should have won yesterday.
Look, they made enough mistakes today to last them the rest of the month of June. And guess why I'm here? To point them all out to you.
People are going to be happy with you today, I think.
Well, I don't know if they are, but I'm just saying, look, here's the thing with the Padres, and it's pretty simple right now. The way they are constructed, the way things just are, understand that the Padres right now don't have their number one pitcher. The Padres have never had, this year anyway, their number three pitcher. The Padres probably at no time this year have even had their number five pitcher, because I would say that Waldron would have been favored to win that role over Randy Vasquez, although Vasquez has done his thing. But the Padres have been, in a lot of ways, without 60% of their starting rotation all year. The Padres have been without Jackson Merrill for a month. They've been without Jake Cronenworth for a month. They've been without Luis Arraez for a week, and it might be longer this time or less. Who knows how long he'll be out, but he did leave today's game, if you didn't hear. They said something about soreness in the back of his knee.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor, but that normally means some hamstring type issue when you're sore in the back of your knee. But again, I'm guessing. I did stay at a Holiday Inn and Express, but that's normally what back of the knee means. So, you know, hamstrings are never great. Hopefully it's something different. We'll see. I haven't signed on to my camera yet. Sorry, okay, I've been too busy up with things to say.
No, it's okay.
Negative about the Padres.
I think
Arraez is going to be gone. The team has no catcher. It is automatic that they're going to get 0-3 or 0-4 with 3 or 4 strikeouts from the catcher every night. Now, can they overcome it? Sure. Most teams in baseball kind of have to, unless you're Will Smith or unless you're, you know,
JT Realmuto.
Maybe JT Realmuto, and he got hurt yesterday.
Oh, yes.
There aren't many catchers that are, you know, slugging a whole ton for you. But the Padres pretty much have they might as well almost have the pitcher bat ninth. It's about the same. The Padres don't have a left fielder. This is a position that matters in Major League Baseball. You cannot go where you want to go if you don't have somebody to do something in left field. It's too important of an offensive position. You could put Gavin Sheets out there and get some offense, but then he's likely to hurt himself beyond recognition. And as I've said, and I tried to tell Tony the other day, I think it's irresponsible to put him in left field. Tony would not agree with
me. I kind of agree with Tony on that.
You agree with Tony.
I don't think it's irresponsible. I don't think it's a smart move.
Okay.
You've seen him, and you made a great point during the roundtable this morning, that if Gavin Sheets hits the wall again or falls in the outfield or pulls a muscle, then they're going to lose his bat for even longer.
Well,
so
that's
that would be the reason that I wouldn't want him in
left
field.
Well, that's why it's irresponsible. You can't take a chance.
See, irresponsible means that they're putting him out there knowing that it's the dumb thing to do, but I don't think they have another choice.
Pretty much the dumb thing to do. I think he's proven it. Scraby, it's not that he ran into the wall. It's how he looked running into the wall. He did not look like a left fielder. He looked like a fullback.
I said the same thing.
Gavin Sheets is what he is. I love what he is, but I don't want to use him for what he isn't.
I can agree with the fact that he should not be in left field unless they have major catastrophic injury.
Look, they seem to agree with me because since he's come back from the wall incident, he has either been at first base or DH, and they have put Lockridge or Wade in left field. And that is what you have until you're able to do something about left field. Your right fielder doesn't seem like he's had a hit since the month of April.
I thought he had that one today.
Yeah, so did he.
Are you going to rip him for that?
What, flying out to center field?
No, flipping his bat?
No.
Okay.
Didn't cost anything.
Because I was going to fight you on that.
Didn't cost anybody anything. Now, you know, if the ball bounced in and he ended up at first base because he was celebrating,
That's a whole different story.
I would be critical. But no, there's nothing critical about that. He thought he hit a home run. He forgot he's in San Francisco where it's a long way out there.
Let me give you a stat real quick before you move on. From the Twitter account Letters to AJ. Before today, only 14 batted balls in the StatCast era were hit with exactly 108 mile an hour exit velocity, 23-degree launch angle, in a straightaway trajectory. 13 of those home runs, one double. Tatis' eighth inning barrel was the 15th ball, first to ever lead to an out.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's bad luck.
As far as I'm concerned, that's over analytics, but yes, it underscores the point that he thought he had something there.
Yes.
As would most batters. When he flicked his bat, I thought the Padres had the lead. So did Brandon Lockridge. We'll get to that a little bit later. Anyway, Fernando can't hit right now. Jackson Merrill can't hit right now. I don't know all of a sudden they're throwing fastballs right down the middle and he's missing them. And for a month, prior to his injury and even for the first week after his injury, you couldn't get him out. Nobody could. And now all of a sudden he can't do anything. So this, they don't have a shortstop. Bogaerts is out. We don't know how long he'll be out. This team has a lot of issues. Okay. So having said that, let's go back to the last time the Padres blew out an opponent. Unfortunately, Cher must sing for this. The last time the Padres had a blowout win was almost a month ago now.
What?
May 10th, 21-0 at Colorado.
It was almost a month ago?
It was May 10th. This is June 5th. Pretty close. Since that time, the Padres have lost 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games. Since that time, the Padres have won 7, 8, 9, 10. So they've won 10. They've lost 13. That's okay. It's not what you want. But every team goes 10 and 13, even the best of teams. But here's, if you look a little further into that. Of those 10 wins, five of them were by one run. Skinny, you know, chinny chin chin just slid through. Four of them were by two runs. So you didn't have a whole lot of breathing room in those. The only one in the last 23 games that the Padres have won by more than two runs was May 14th against the Angels. That was 5-1. And don't forget, that was 3-1 until two outs in the eighth inning when Lockridge had a two-run single to make it 5-1. So even that game, you couldn't relax. Here's what this points out to me. And 23 games, I think, is a pretty good sample size. They're not good enough right now to win if they make mistakes. They don't have room for error. When they were rolling earlier in the season, when everybody was healthy, when everybody was clicking, you could mess up here and there. You could make a mistake. You could fail to take an extra base. You could not get a bunt down. You could swing at some bad pitches. You could kick a ball in the outfield. You could forget how to turn a double. Those things you could overcome. Somebody'd pick you up. This team's not good enough right now to do that, and never was that more apparent than today. They should have won this game today. They pitched well enough to win it, but they could not execute in the late innings, and they did not only not execute, it was almost like embarrassingly bad to me. Now, I don't have to try to bunt a major league fastball. But then again, I'm not paid to be in the major leagues. Martin Maldonado couldn't have got that bunt down if they gave him 25 pitches.
I mean, he pulled back on a strike.
He struck out.
He showed bunt on a 1-2 count.
He struck out looking. But that wasn't the first two chances. I want somebody to take a minute and go back and look. On both of those bunts, God, well, how do I know more than a major league player? I'm not trying to think I do, but you, when you bunt, the bat is out in front of you. I'm looking, you know, the chat can see what I'm trying to do. You're standing there. You don't have it back here, okay, to where the ball crosses the plate and you try to, it's
don't
out
try to
here.
Stab at it a little bit, though?
No, you meet the ball. The bat catches the ball. That's what I've been told for 50 years, the ball's out in front of your body, you meet the ball. Now, you may miss it, it may mess up, but at least look like you know what you're doing. Martin Maldonado had no chance with the execution part of trying to bunt. Now, if Tony was here again, he'd say, you don't know, you're not a big leaguer. You're right, I'm not. But I also know how you're supposed to look trying to bunt a ball, and that ain't it.
I think the bigger problem is that he pulled back on a 1-2 count and let strike three go by.
They're all the problem. But what would have happened if he got the bunt down? I'll tell you what would have happened. The next batter was Fernando. Because I'll tell you what happened. Yes, Fernando was the next batter. Lockridge was still on first because he didn't get the bunt down.
Yes.
What happened then?
Fernando hit his ball?
No.
Oh, wait.
Wild pitch.
There we go.
Lockridge went to second. You know what everybody said? Hey, he got to second anyway. It doesn't matter. Yes, it did matter. Because if the bunt had got down, the wild pitch would have got him to third. Fernando's fly ball, he could have crawled home to tie the game.
Yeah.
This is why they lost today. They're not good enough to overcome these small errors. Lockridge didn't tag up on that fly ball. That was a bad base running play as well. But that didn't turn out to matter because had he tagged and gone to third, Wade came up and struck out anyway. But it still does underscore what is Lockridge doing. It's a fly ball to so deep center field. If that ball bounces, Lockridge walks home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go three quarters of the way on a fly ball that might be caught. It's terrible baseball. I hate terrible baseball. Don't even ask me what I thought of Jose Iglesias.
We'll get to that later.
I don't understand that. Is there anybody that I've had more fun and love and I'll back him up to the end of the time? But I don't get that. Can't have a brain cramp like that.
Yeah. I would like to know if... I'm going to go look and see if there's any quotes posted after the game about that.
Go ahead and play some traffic. Just to interrupt my flow.
Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We will get more in depth into all of these mistakes in our notes on a scorecard segment, which is about, what do you want to say, a half an hour away? Something like that.
Yeah, something
all
like
right,
that.
So we'll get back into all of this stuff. There's one more guy, besides the obvious, that I'm going to just, that I'm really upset with.
Let me think.
Number one is Iglesias. That was no excuse. Number two is Maldonado. I can't stand that you don't even look like you know what you're doing trying to get that bunt down. That bothers me, but I should understand that more because big leaguers don't care. They swing the bat, they're all going for home runs, and they don't learn how to bunt anymore in the fundamentals. I get that part of it, but that cost me a game today. Those are two things. The third guy is less obvious.
I'm thinking,
but I think he made a mistake that helped cost them the game as well. I won't tell you who that was or what it was until we get to the notes on a scorecard at 5:30.
Wow.
Giants 3, Padres 2. Padres settle for the split. That in and itself is okay. You know, I'm not complaining. You went to a good team. You went 2-2. But as I said, had you lost the first two and won the last two, we'd be extolling your virtues. This way, we're not. And the truth of the matter is, it shouldn't matter how it happened. It was 2-2, and you move on to Milwaukee, and you try to win that series.
The best thing about this is that it's June 5th, and they have plenty of time. But you're absolutely right. They have no room for error.
Yes, that's the difference right now.
Yes. And you think, I mean, it's just annoying to me that they won the games that they shouldn't have won, and they lost the games that they should have won.
They've been doing that for a while, lately.
I know. And some of those hits that the Padres had today, they got a hold of them, but it seems like always the warning track power.
Except for Manny. San Francisco is tough, kind of famous for that. Yeah. Ask Willie Adames, who probably wishes he would have signed anywhere but there. Dodgers came back to beat the Mets 6-5. Arizona got 7 in the ninth to beat Atlanta 11-10. Those two results make today's loss that much more painful. Gwen and Chris underway. And after all of that, we'll kick off the next hour because it's our happy hour. If you are a Padre, I would advise ducking. Because we're taking shots at everybody today in the wake of a 3-2 loss to the Giants. Welcome into the happy hour, everybody.
We're so happy.
There's nothing to be happy about. The Dodgers beat the Mets with a rally.
Ugh.
Diamondbacks, a big rally.
Oh, Chipper Jones shouldn't have tweeted, "Today's a good day. The good guys are up 9-3.
Whoops. It was 10-4, I think, in the ninth. It ended up 11-10 Arizona. We'll get back to the misery here shortly, but it is the happy hour, so it is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts. Trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season's in full swing. So swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention radio. Get yourself a free month of pool service. That is a good thing. I have my notes on a scorecard. I write them on my wife's grocery shopping list. That is coming up for today's game at 5:30. There's not a lot of nice things to say, but a couple of things are not on there, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But before we do, let's update everybody on what else is happening out there. You might have been, you know, totally engrossed in baseball today. If you were, you missed a pretty big story in the sports world, and that is that the Pittsburgh Steelers are now the new home for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. It's not 100% official yet, right?
Yeah.
But everybody's reporting it,
yeah.
So you know how that goes.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, 70 days after the beginning of free agency, said, yeah, I'll go for the Steelers.
I wonder why.
70 days.
Was it because he could miss OTAs? Was it because...
He says it's just because of the natural course of his life.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't know why you wouldn't believe a reputable guy like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, yes.
But apparently the Pittsburgh Steelers do. They have got their man, according to most reports, Mike Tomlin. I almost find this hard to believe, but apparently he was the one that was really behind this the whole way. I'll just make a prediction right here on June 5th that by January 5th, when would that be, about week 16?
Yeah.
Right? January 5th. So I give it 6 months. I'd say Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers are either at each other's throats, or Aaron Rodgers is out for the season with injury, or he's been traded slash released. That's how well I think this is going to work out for the Steelers.
I just don't think it's going to work.
I mean, good for you. You've got yourself a four-time NFL MVP. But Honus Wagner won the batting championship 8 times. I don't want him in the Padre lineup right now. That's not a fair comparison. Honus has been gone for a hundo.
He's dead.
But you know what I'm trying to say. Aaron Rodgers, he's not an MVP quarterback anymore.
We saw it last year.
Statistically, it's really obvious. No matter what you think of Aaron Rodgers, you love him, you don't like him, whatever. The most amazing thing about Aaron Rodgers to me, and probably the main reason he won those MVPs, because remember, the Packers only won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I feel he won all those MVPs was because he had an incredible ability to protect the football. He would get 50-plus touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And people would look at that and go, that's impossible. And if you look at it, he did it every year, Scraby.
He did.
4 picks, 5 picks, maybe 7 on a bad year. Well, the last 2 full seasons, he's been over a dozen in that category. And his touchdowns are in the 20s now. And in between that, he had a whole season that he missed due to injury.
It's been
at least 4 seasons since he's been Aaron Rodgers. I don't see how the Steelers really think they're going to get, even a reasonable facsimile of him.
Ooh, facsimile. I didn't expect the word facsimile today.
I didn't either.
My bingo card.
There it goes.
I think that Aaron Rodgers is missing one of his best attributes, which is his ability to run the football. And he can't do that anymore. And so he doesn't have the bailout. They don't have to think about him running anymore. It's too easy to just, you don't even need to spy a guy on him anymore. You could play defense and not worry about Aaron Rodgers running the ball at all.
Aaron Rodgers' top quarterback rating season was 2011. Okay? That's 122 that year.
Mm-hmm.
That's 14 years ago, though.
That's a long time.
His last 3 years, quarterback rating 91, 39 when he was hurt, and 90 last year. That's not cream of the crop quarterbacking. So, anyway, Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, everyone will be talking about that for a while. The other thing that's happening, the NBA Finals are starting here. Once they get done with the pregame rigmarole, which should be another 45 minutes or so.
I can't ever watch. I will never tune into a sporting event that says it starts at 6 anymore.
Yeah, no, this starts at 5, but the game probably won't start for another 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're playing the games. Everyone says Oklahoma City's going to win in 4 or 5 games. And I mean everyone. ESPN experts yesterday picked Oklahoma City 14 out of 15, and 8 of them said the series would be 5 or less games.
That just tells me the Thunder are going to win.
You mean the Pacers are going to win?
Yeah, Pacers.
You mean everyone's going to be wrong?
Yeah, everybody's going to be wrong.
Well, if the Pacers win, not everyone will be wrong. Because I think the Pacers are going to win, too. I'm worried about what Tony said yesterday, though. What
did he say?
He said, maybe you and I are just missing something that everyone else is seeing.
Could be. I mean, but what
maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because I think the Thunder are good. I don't think I'm ready to crown them as one of the greatest teams in the history of the sport yet. We'll start finding out tonight. The Stanley Cup playoffs, by the way, got under last night. And if you don't like hockey, I can't change your opinion. But man, that was about 3.5 hours of great stuff.
I didn't watch the game, but I will say that I do love playoff hockey.
Ah, this is overtime. You got teams just knocking each other around for, 80 minutes of hockey, 3 hours plus, 19 minutes into overtime. I loved it. Edmonton won game 1. All right. Back to the Padres and a 3-2 loss to the Gigantes today. Please understand, I think I'm the one that usually tells you all, and I'm also the one that tells Scraby, to not get too up, not get too down. Right? It's a long season.
Yeah.
Today would be a day where you'd feel down. You know, you thought you were going to win this series, and it didn't happen. I'm not either up nor down in terms of this team. I believe in them. I think they're going to get where we want them to go eventually in the end. But that doesn't mean that I can't recognize where they've got to clean some things up.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
And we talked about, you know, some of the base running and bunting execution and things of that nature today. We'll get into more of that in the notes on a scorecard. There are two players right now, though, that maybe three, probably two and a half,
okay,
that are standing out and are starting to gather the ire of the Padre faithful. Let me first say that if you're ready to pass and move on from either or Jackson Merrill or Fernando Tatis Jr., you do not qualify as a Padre faithful.
That's fair.
These guys are either going to get the Padres one of these days, the parade that we all want, or they're not. But make no mistake, these are the guys that are going to do it one way or the other. The Padres are not benching Fernando.
No.
They're not offering him in trade.
No.
And they're not ready quite yet to give up on Jackson Merrill.
They should be like a million miles away from giving up on him.
Of course they are. I'm saying that tongue in cheek.
Okay, good.
I'm saying that to the people that are like, we got to get rid of Jackson Merrill. They figured him out. Since he got back from this break, it's over.
I've said this
injury, etc.
I've said this hundreds of times on the Scraby Show. I was going to say millions, but I can't think.
Not quite there. Yeah.
Hundreds of times, though. If we're going to cheer for Jackson Merrill when he's good, we have to wait him out when he is slumping, which didn't happen much last year. So I think this is why it's so surprising to us right now that he's slumping as bad as he is. Because he's striking out, and it's like three pitches. It's not even close. Like He went down on
three pitches twice today. The third time up, he got one ball on him, and I was like, pleased. He's in a major, you know. He's in one of those things. Last 20 games, Jackson Merrill is hitting .205. That's even better than I thought. He's got 16 hits and 78 at-bats. In those 20 games, he has only three games where he's had multiple hits. In those 20 games, he's hit one home run. Prior to that, he was hitting .467.
It was incredible.
They couldn't get him out. No. Now, that wasn't going to keep up.
No.
But this has been a, you know, deep, steep drop.
This is his first real professional baseball slump.
Absolutely, and it took a lot longer than most guys.
Yes, it did.
Here's what I would do. They're not going to ask me, but I might slip him down to sixth or seventh for just a week so he can relax and get out of the cleanup spot. I know he wants to be there. He wants to be the guy. But guess what? When you want to be the guy and you're struggling, the combination of those two teams, to me, normally makes you try too hard.
Yeah,
it's human nature, right?
Yeah.
I'm the guy. I want to be the guy. Here's my spot.
I just signed a contract.
And I don't even think he thinks that. Jackson's not that way. He just wants to be the guy. He wants to win the game for you. I like it. But when you're struggling plus that, to me, it leads to a little extra stress. So anyway, I don't know that they can afford to do it, though, because they don't have anyone else really they can put forth, unless you want to just move Gavin Sheets to fourth and drop Jackson somewhere. That's number one. Number two on Fernando. Fernando's average in the last 38 games, almost a quarter of a season.
Yeah, that's a good solid size.
I grant you. 38 games, his average has gone from .360 to .273. Almost a 100-point drop. He's got five home runs in those 38 games. That means there's 33 games he doesn't have one, right? I get it. But again, what ideas do you have out there? And where's your upgrade for Fernando Tatis Jr.?
There is none, Chris.
Stop complaining and just expect, as we all do, that Fernando is going to start raking again. But this is how it goes. And he's mired in it. There's no question. People are like, take him out of the leadoff spot. Really? I know Woods feels strongly about this, so I don't want to try to, you know, toss aside his beliefs, because Woods is a good baseball fan too. But I don't see how you can take him out of the leadoff spot, because the only other option, really, unless you're just going to, you know, flip the lineup completely around and
put Maldonado,
you know, start putting Tyler
off.
Wade for, yeah, right. Unless you're going to go bananas, the only really other option is Luis Arraez. And I hate to say it, because I, you know what a fan I am of this guy. He's maybe the worst leadoff hitter in baseball if he's there. He cannot walk, and he cannot steal. Those are two things that I believe are an absolute requirement for a leadoff hitter. So I don't think Arraez is the answer at leadoff. So Fernando stays, and he starts hitting, and he starts electrifying the ball club the way he did in April, and we'll be fine. Don't mess around with it. Just wait it out. That's what you have to do, and I think they will.
No one wants to hear us say wait it out, but that's the only thing that we can do is wait it out, because we've seen them be great this year. We've seen them be mediocre this year.
We've seen Fernando be great for his whole career with the Padres.
Yeah.
There's no reason to believe that's not going to soon be happening again.
These hitting droughts, as I've learned over the years, they happen. And it seems like it happens to the Padres a lot, but I'm sure that it happens to the other teams as much as it happens to the Padres. Because they were leading the league in batting average for 50 games.
Yeah. Well, since the 21-0 win over the Rockies, they have the second lowest average in baseball.
See, that's what I don't understand. Like, how does that happen? How do you just completely flip sleeping one night? Like, you come to the game the next day and you can't hit now?
Don't bring up sleeping.
Why?
Michael King might be listening.
Oh.
Well, all I can say about flipping, as you just termed it, the good news about that is you can flip back to being good again.
Yes, exactly.
For no reason.
Yeah.
So,
and the answer is not to fire the hitting coach. The answer is not to do any of these moves that people may want to see.
Well,
I don't think that's going to help at all to fire the hitting coach, because he's been pretty good.
Did we trade Jason Adam yet, by the way?
No, we haven't. But he took the loss on his shoulders last night.
He's coughed up two games or so in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I think it's time.
I think
time to get rid of that guy.
It's kind of contagious sometimes within a team. Not get rid of Jason Adam. And I know you're joking.
No, it's kind of contagious from the fans. They just start with one guy onto the next guy onto the next guy onto the next guy.
DFA. Now Maldonado is now in the crosshairs, but I understand why he is. Again, he was not hired to hit.
They're not going to not win the division because Maldonado doesn't hit.
They never thought he was going to be a great hitter. And same with Diaz. I don't think they thought he was going to be what he is, but the catching position was going to be this from the beginning. We knew that.
And there are so many other issues right now that the catching position can hardly be addressed. They don't have time.
Greg says leadoff hitters need a good eye. Yes, they need a good eye, but Luis Arraez doesn't walk.
Have you ever seen Luis Arraez take a pitch close to the plate?
He swings at everything.
He doesn't have a good eye.
He swings
at every pitch. They showed an analytic yesterday. The guy hits well over 300 on pitches that are not strikes. That means those are balls. That means he could walk, but he's not, and he won't. He's not the leadoff guy.
I think Luis Arraez, like, I'm a huge Luis Arraez fan, and so are you, and so is everybody else. But if he cannot hit in the 300s.
High 300s.
320, 325,
yeah.
Compete for a batting title, then he's not a good player.
He's not a valuable guy.
Valuable is what I should say.
He's not valuable unless he starts hitting 325 again, and right now he's 281. That's not enough.
And everybody argued with me before the year. They need to get rid of Arraez. And I'm not saying that they're right now, but when Ben said this morning on the roundtable that Luis Arraez is being paid $14 million this year, it kind of floored me a little bit because I forgot about that. That's an overpay for what he's performing, what he's doing right now. I mean, maybe he's Luis Arraez. He probably will end up hitting over 300, but he needs to do something because he's just an average player when he's not hitting like Luis Arraez can hit.
Here's the problem for Luis Arraez. And unfortunately, pretty much for every other Padre, and we'll pick up this conversation on the other side, Luis Arraez at Petco Park this year has a 6.95 OPS. Not great. Sorry, it's not that bad. I thought it was lower.
I thought you were going to hit me with the batting average.
That's 276, according to this.
Oh, I heard a different stat earlier.
Somebody told me earlier, yes, something completely different. That's why I was looking it up. But, yeah, look, well, got issues. That's what we started the show with. And we're, you know, going over time talking about them.
Uh-huh.
Notes on a scorecard is 10 minutes away. It's not going to get prettier for the Padres when you hear that segment. Stick with us. I'm Gwynn and Chris.
Oh, naturally. Schedule a free inspection at AluminiteTermite.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Casella, for my friends, our friends, Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. You'll consider them friends as well once you start hanging out at Spiro's and enjoying some of the great food and the reasonable prices and the family-friendly atmosphere and the relaxing views of the bay and downtown at the Coronado location and the classic sidewalk seating at the La Jolla location at Prospect and Fay. Spiro's is just a fun, easygoing, relaxing place to be. It just so happens to have great Mediterranean food like filet mignon kebabs and beef and lamb gyros. And, you know, the Greek salads are incredible. Every time we get hummus around here, I got to fight Scraby for it.
Yeah, don't you touch my pita bread either.
Don't touch the pita either. Yeah, it's Spiro's, man. They've been so good to us, and that's just the way they are. You know, we say, hey, we could use a little catering at one of our events. Spiro says, how can we help? So you look, go in and mention us. They're gonna give you even nicer because they know us, we know them. Ask for April if you need any kind of catering help for a big event you've got coming up. Man, they are awesome at catering events. At Spiro's, they're also a location at Petco Park when the Padres get back home. Coronado La Jolla locations now open at 10 a.m. on the weekends while they serve brunch. It's Spiro's. Enjoy. Is the time coming up in about 5 minutes? Today's notes on a scorecard. These are the little things that I scribble down while I watch Padre games on my wife's grocery list.
I'm kind of scared for today's.
Yeah, they're going to be harsh. And included is criticism of a player that you are not thinking
you
I'm going to be
hint,
critical of. Criticism of a player you are not thinking I'm going to be critical of.
Am I going to be angry that you're critical of this person?
You might.
Okay.
But I'll back it up the way I normally do.
I just confirmed who our Friar Friday guest is for tomorrow.
And?
Sean Reynolds,
who...
he's been huge lately.
Throwing up some goose eggs.
Three he'll innings the other night? That's a big deal.
He'll be on the program tomorrow. Padres are in Milwaukee. I heard there was a big arrival party for the return of Tony Gwynn Jr. to Milwaukee.
Do you think they even bat their eye when he walks in anymore?
They don't know he's there. No, they don't. But we do, and we'll give him a hard time about it.
Yes.
Padres and Brew Crew tomorrow. I believe Randy Vasquez is on the mound tomorrow for the Friar.
Uh-oh. For you, at least.
I've lessened my uh-oh.
Really?
Lately. Yes, he's been throwing strikes.
Okay.
Throw strikes. I don't have an
uh-oh. That is what you wanted.
It's what he... The thing is when he does it, at the end of the game, everybody goes, wow, is he good? And when he doesn't, he looks bad. It's very simple. Last game, he walked a few guys, and he struggled. But I thought he was getting squeezed by the home plate ump last game, too. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow for Randy and the Padres. One quick thing. Women's College World Series. I only have a moment for this because we're at the bottom of the hour. The game last night, a couple things happened. One, a player on Texas Tech tried to steal second base. The shortstop from Texas caught the throw, reached over, and tagged her going by. She was out by 25 feet, and they challenged the ruling and said that the player for Texas, the shortstop, was blocking the bag. And they overturned the call and said the runner was safe. All I can say to women's college softball officials and umpires and replay people, you're kind of embarrassing yourself by making those kinds of calls. It was awful. And it cost them a run, and Texas Tech took the lead. But Texas won the game on a two-run single in the bottom of the sixth inning by a gal who was being intentionally walked.
What?
Yeah. They threw the ball down the middle of the plate instead of outside. She hit a ground ball single for two runs, and Texas won 2-1.
Wow.
So maybe it was apropos in the end.
That's kind of crazy.
It was a little crazy. Game two of that series is tonight. Patrick Mahomes, former Texas Tech alum, is in attendance.
Hey, Chris, I'm here.
Try to give the Red Raiders a little love and support tonight.
I got to support my Texas Tech.
He's sent to Texas Tech. He's rooting for his team. It's great that he's there. He's one of the most high-profile alum that school's ever had, and you're still critical of it.
I'm not.
I don't get it. Like, how can you be critical of it?
Because like I'm a hater. Because I'm a hater.
You stand on the sideline at a La Costa Canyon football game. Oh, look at him out there just trying to gain, you know, trying to gain favor with the school.
I'm just a hater, and I will admit
you are a
that.
Bit of a hater on this one.
I will. I will admit.
All right, notes on a scorecard. Speaking of hating, in the wake of a 3-2 loss to the Giants, what did I think watching today's game? Some of it will astound you. It's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What did Chris like? What does Chris want to clean up?
Observations written on a grocery list. Notes on a scorecard starts now.
Yep, it's the notes on a scorecard. All right, Padres are going to lose to the Giants today, 3-2. Here's stuff I wrote down. First thing, this got to be one of the stats of the year that we didn't expect. And it popped right up there on my screen in the bottom of the first inning to remind me. Dylan Cease has one win. He still has one.
That is surprising.
He did not get the win today. So that was my first note today. What to do about this? Anybody got any ideas? How about we take Dylan Cease out of the rotation and replace him with whom? People. I know people are concerned a little bit. I don't think he's been as good. He hasn't been anywhere near as good as he can be.
I think he's been good enough as late.
He's been okay lately. Here's the thing. He's not getting deep into games at all.
No, his pitch time.
He threw a bunch of pitches. It was a 90-something pitches. He was out of there in the fifth inning again. He's 1-4 with a 4.66. That's, you know, not what we expected. But on the grand scheme list of things for Padre concerns right now, Dylan Cease isn't even on the sheet.
I would agree.
They have so many other issues right now.
He's not losing them games.
Dylan Cease last 10 outings, he's allowed 2-2-2, 2-1-2, 3-3-3, and 3 runs today. It's not horrible. The problem is he's not getting, you know, into the game long enough to pick up the win.
Yeah.
His ERA's gone from 7.98 to 4.66. So
he's getting better.
Yeah, I wouldn't be concerned with him. I think what we want, and hopefully we'll start to get, is the guy that, you know, goes 10 K's, 7 shutout.
Yeah, the guy barely, we've seen.
They barely hit the ball. We saw that last year. What was that one stretch he had? Remember when he had his no-hitter?
Yeah.
And in and around that no-hitter, he allowed like one hit in two other games. Remember that?
Yeah, he was incredible.
Yeah, for a month he gave up like less than 4 hits or something. Here it is. Last year in July, he allowed one hit, no hits, 3 hits, 1 hit. 6 hits in 5 games. That's incredible. But that Dylan Cease is not going to return. Because that's just not doable. But anyway, on my list of concerns with the Padres, Dylan Cease doesn't even make the front page.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, so, but you're right.
All right, first note.
Give me this. You've been making me wait for this player that you're mad at.
Sorry, you're going to have to wait. They go in order here. Padres got a huge break in the first inning today that nobody's talked about. They would have lost the game by more than one run. Jung-Hoo Lee hit a ball into Triple's alley that would have easily, and I mean easily, scored the base runner Ramos from first base.
Yes.
But it bounced over for a ground rule double. I thought of my friend Matt Scraby, who does not like the ground rule double rule.
I don't.
Did you think on that one?
I thought it's a good thing.
Good thing they had it there, right?
I do hate the rule. I think it's crazy.
What do you think they should do? I mean,
should they
just like assume that the guy would
be
hit a triple?
That. You can't do that.
Yeah, I think you almost have to kind of do what you do, but I know what you're saying. It's not always perfect, but I don't know what else you do.
Because it's like you could have either the speediest guy in the world that's going to get home from first, or you could have a Maldonado who wouldn't make it anyway. So I get the rule. It's just it bothers me. It irks me.
That was a big break. By the way, the NBA Finals is finally underway. And the series is over. Oklahoma City leads 7-3. Pacers go home. All right, so that was the first one. And then Cease, give him credit, took advantage of it and got out of the inning with 2 strikeouts. So they didn't score in an inning they could and should have scored. Runners in scoring position was an issue throughout the series. But the good news is it was an issue for both teams. Padres were 6-30. In the series, which is not very good, right?
I mean, the runners in scoring position thing is...
It's just been all year.
It's always going to be a thing, I think.
But for everybody, we just pay more attention to it here. Giants ended up 8-35 in the series. Not a whole lot better.
I mean, you want to talk about a bad loss? Let's talk about the Giants' loss on Monday night when they had Logan Webb go 8 innings and Manny Machado had to basically save the game for the Padres.
That was the second game. The first game was 1-0. The second game, Manny saved with the two-out single.
Oh, yes. But Giants should've... Logan Webb was Monday night, right?
Right.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The Giant fans could be sitting there on their sports talk show today bemoaning the fact they didn't sweep this series the same way we're kind of bemoaning it here.
I got a text from a friend up there saying that they're making fun of Fernando for bat flipping.
I don't have a problem with that. As you pointed out, analytically, 14 of the 15 balls that have been hit like that at Oracle Park have gone out of the yard.
Yes.
That was the only one that didn't. Willie Adames came to bat in the bottom of the first inning with a couple of guys on. He struck out. Willie Adames is hitting .198, which got me thinking of my all overpaid free agent team.
Is that a thing?
It is.
Are
for
you,
me.
You're accumulating one?
No, I have one.
Okay.
Willie Adames is the starting shortstop, by the way. All the money and none of the production. Put Jock Peterson over at first base with two homers and a .131 average. I'm sure Texas is glad. The Dodgers overpaid for Hi-Song Kim, who hardly ever even plays, even though he's finally been called up. Yoan Moncada. Why do the Angels spend any money on anybody, especially at third base? I hate to put it this guy at catcher, but Kyle Higashioka has one home run and he's hitting .237, and I know he's been hurt, but that's what you get, if you ask me, for paying a ton of money for a guy that had one good year when the rest of his years were not good.
Yeah. The career year, it's like with Jerks and Profar. He had a career year last year. I did not want to pay him.
And
it
you
worked
didn't.
Out.
You didn't? Braves paid him, and he's on the all-overpaid team
now. Someone called Sam today and said that the Padres need to trade for Jerks and Profar.
He's due back on June 29th. Wouldn't that be something if they did it? I'm not saying they will.
But he can't even play in the playoffs, right? I don't think he can play in the playoffs.
Not for the Braves.
Yeah. Well,
no, he can't play in the playoffs.
Say, okay, well, if that's the case, get him back over here.
Other outfielders on the all-overpaid free agent list. Michael Conforto's been a disaster for the Dodgers. Tyler O'Neill homered on opening day like he always does, but only one since then, and he's hit .188 for Baltimore, and he's hurt. I think Juan Soto and Anthony Santander can also land on this list. And if you want some pitchers, I'll give you Corbin Burns, Blake Snell, and Tanner Scott.
That's a pretty good team right there.
That's a really good team, and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars spent on those guys.
Yep.
All right, we talked about this already, but I wrote it down. Lockridge and Wade are obviously going to platoon in left field until further notice because they're not going to take a chance with Sheets out there. We also talked about Arise. That was on my notes today. You know, he is, you know what they call the hitter that either homers, walks, or strikeouts? They call that a true outcome.
Yes.
So is Luis Arise the false outcome?
Oh.
Because he doesn't do any of those three things.
No, that's true.
I feel like
we're giving Luis Arise a really hard time, but you know what? He has not hit well this year.
He's got to hit higher than .282 or he's not useful. I don't disagree.
He's making $14 million.
Why doesn't that bother me?
I don't know.
Because it's not coming from my pocket. You have to pay somebody money to play baseball.
Well, it doesn't bother me, but it's like...
Okay, so don't worry about it. You brought it up 12 times today.
$14 million.
What do you care what he makes?
Because I'm starting to realize
that... I care what he does.
I'm starting to realize that some of the conversations I had over the offseason, I should have given maybe a little bit more credit to.
Here's something we haven't mentioned yet today, and we're almost an hour and a half into the show. Can I get a round of applause and a big congratulations and trumpets blaring and whatever you can come up with for Manny Machado's 350th career home run? Pretty good?
Let's hear it, Chris. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear Manny's milestone home run. I think that's fair.
Fitting.
Here's the 1-1. Machado swings, hits it in the air, deep to left field. Encarnacion is going back. He's going to watch. It's going to go. Number 350 for Manny Machado in his major league career. And a two-run shot to bring home the first two runs of the day here this afternoon in San Francisco.
Yeah, Manny Machado is a Hall of Fame player, whether you like him out there or not. And he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. If he's not, they're making a, you know, they're making a mistake.
I don't understand how he still has, like, he still has people that don't think he's good at baseball or he's lazy.
I hear that he's not clutch one more time, I'm going to strangle somebody after the hit the other night and everything else.
Yeah.
There's four players ahead of him on the active home run list. Want to take a shot at it?
Four players, huh?
Active. Have more home runs than Manny Machado.
Oh, man.
One of them's injured all the time.
I should know that
Actually,
guy.
Actually, two of them are injured all the time.
Giancarlo Stanton?
He's number one, 429.
I don't know.
This other guy's injured more than Giancarlo Stanton, even.
Am I going to be like...
critical of him all the time. For his injuries.
Not Zion Williamson.
No, he doesn't play baseball.
I don't know.
Mike Trout, 388.
Oh, okay.
Goldschmidt, Freddie Freeman are the other two. Manny's only two behind Freddie Freeman now. Congrats, Manny.
That's pretty crazy that Freddie Freeman has that many home runs. How long has he been in the league?
352 for Freddie. He's been in the league for 16 years. Manny, 14 years.
Wait, I'm sorry. Freddie Freeman has been playing Major League Baseball for 16 years?
You got it.
Wow.
Biggest play of the game was not all the mistakes. It was Dylan Cease coughing up a second and third, two out, two-run double to Dominic Smith. And no, I'm not ready to put Dominic Smith in the Hall of Fame. The Giants signed him. He went 3-for-4 and had two RBIs. I get it. Those are game-deciding pitches.
Yes.
You get him out, the inning's over. You don't, you lose the game. All right, here's what I wrote for Jose Iglesias in the seventh inning. I wrote, and I don't know if you can see this.
Let me take a look. If you want to watch us, go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan. No.
Okay. I put an asterisk because I really wanted to make this point.
Okay.
And I said, in what world doesn't Jose Iglesias slide there?
I don't know.
I don't either. Like, I need an explanation before I can go to sleep tonight.
Mudcat said on the broadcast, maybe he thought the ball was getting away from Adames. You still have to slide.
He doesn't have any excuse in the world, and I appreciate Mudcat trying to stick up for him. He is on our club, and I love him, and I'll continue to root for him. But that just made no sense.
You have a guy in running, or you have a guy in scoring position
with one out.
With one out,
down by a run. How huge is that play? It probably gets Robbie Ray out of the game before the end of the seventh inning. Instead, he finishes the inning because now he's only got one more hitter to get.
Yeah,
it was just, I don't get it. And again, we talked earlier. We can't make mistakes like this. All right. What else I got?
Who's the player that you're mad at?
It's going to be last because it happened in the ninth inning. In the eighth inning, we already talked about this. Maldonado, the bunt, was pathetic. The effort was terrible. The form was disgraceful. And then to finish it by taking strike three. And that also cost you the game because the next pitch was a wild pitch. Lockridge would have easily gone to third. Fernando's sack fly would have tied the game.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bunt down, win the game, just as you did Monday night. Not Maldonado. I think that was Diaz who got that one down. Or maybe Tyler Wade.
I think it was T-Wade.
All right. Here's the last thing. I don't know that anyone else is going to agree with me, but I have the tiniest bone to pick with... And I only hold him to this standard because he's the smartest baseball player I know.
Manny Machado.
And that is Manny Machado. Let's go back to the ninth inning today. He led off with a sharp single to right field.
Okay.
Next batter, Jackson Merrill, fly to deep center field.
Yes, he did.
What did Manny do?
He did not tag up and try to go to second.
He did not. And
but does that happen a lot?
No.
Going from first to second
no.
on the tackle. Okay.
It doesn't happen a lot. And it normally is only reserved for really smart and fast base runners. Manny's not fast, but he is smart. And I think, because he ended up almost to second base, the ball was caught. He obviously had to run back. I get why he did that, because if the ball's in, he wants to try to score from first. I get it all. But if he had it to do again, I bet you that he wishes he had at least tagged up and thought about trying to take second on that fly ball. Oh,
I don't know. I think we would probably just crush him for it, because
you wouldn't be crushing him for it if he made it. You know why? Because Gavin Sheets' single on the next pitch would have also tied the game.
That's
I'm
an
just
interesting
saying,
thought.
There was a lot of little things today that didn't go right, and they lost. Stuff to think about. All right.
Thank you for that, Chris.
Gotcha. We're back with the Scrabies Hour next.
The Scrabies Hour.
The Scraby Hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.